Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Radio Influence. The future is now.
You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to In the Trenches. Before we start talking about football, let's talk about our title sponsor, our people. Hess Spineland Medical Centers are dedicated to your recovery when you're going through this tough time of car crashes, and it's just stressful for everybody. They have 16 Central Florida pain clinics and physical therapy locations, so they know what they're doing. They have the best doctors and the best treatment. So through the stressful times of going through an accident, a car accident, 1-800-618-HESS. Don't stress, call Hess, 1-800-618-HESS. So it's the offseason in football right now, but there's still a lot of things happening in the NFL. There was some trade rumors that I read, and I don't really know how, you know, legitimate trade rumors are. You know, you don't know where they're coming from, but there's usually some smoke. You know, when you're hearing somebody's trade rumors, usually it's a team putting it out there just to get feelers. And a couple of them actually affect the Buccaneers. There was some, Le'Veon Bell's name was out there. And, you know, that's one of those things where it's money. And the Steelers never like to really pay anybody. So Le'Veon Bell's name was out there. Earl Thomas's name was out there. Kiko Alonso. And the ones that affect the Buccaneers are Donald Penn, who went to the Raiders. His name is out there. He's getting on in age. But Donovan Smith, I don't know if that experiment shouldn't be over or not. You hate to pull the plug on an experiment, and you know, it was an experiment. He was a pretty high draft pick. But I just don't seem like the kid has really improved that much as he's gotten older. You're supposed to improve, you know, as you mature as a football player. And I still see Donovan Smith making some rookie errors, and it's way, way too far into his career to be making those errors. I'd love to get Donald Penn back. I don't know what it would cost, but, you know, Donald Penn brings a little attitude, and attitude is what we want, that's for sure. And the other name that popped up was DeSean Jackson. I mean, that's a name that we know a little bit about. At first, I was like, well, they're not going to trade DeSean Jackson. But, you know, if you can get something for DeSean Jackson, and I don't know what that is, you would have to think about it, because DeSean Jackson is a difference maker. He could change, you know, the flow of a football game. He just never really helped the Buccaneers last year take it to any type of level. And you don't want to say he's a bust, because, you know, unfortunately for the Buccaneers, it really wasn't DeSean Jackson's fault last year. I put a lot of that on Jameis, and underthrowing and overthrowing and just never really being on the same page as DeSean Jackson. I'm not sure I've ever seen a year where I saw a receiver open that often and the quarterback not get him the ball. So this offseason, that's something that Jameis and DeSean Jackson are going to have to take care of. I don't know how they're going to do it, because you can't really simulate game speed. You can go out there and run all the routes you want, but when the adrenaline's flowing and the game speed, it's everything's a little bit different. When you add in the pressure, that makes it a little bit different. So DeSean Jackson is somebody that, you know, the Buccaneers can get a pass rusher, but then again, hopefully they got some pass rushers in the offseason. But that's an interesting name, DeSean Jackson. I wouldn't think that they would trade him right off the bat, but, you know, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world, that's for sure. Now, if you guys ever want to email me and ask me any questions, it's ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. If you guys want to ask me any questions, and I can answer them on the podcast. I talked about this a little bit the last couple weeks, but we talked about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles with the Eagles, and I had this guy, Paul R., ask me, is it comparable to Sims and Hostetler for the Giants in the early 90s? I would say yes. You know, Sims was more of a veteran player getting on in age a little bit. You know, Carson Wentz is a brand new football player. I mean, he's potentially has the ability to be one of the better ones out there. He's still young. He still has a lot of getting better to do, a lot of growing to do. So I would say that's the only comparison. And it's going to be a tough situation for the Eagles. It's not a tough situation. Nobody wants to hear somebody complain about having too many good quarterbacks. That's for sure. But Wentz is the man. I mean, he's a golden child over there in Philadelphia. But Nick Foles won a Super Bowl for them. And they're going to be forever loyal to Nick Foles, the Philadelphia Eagle fans are. And if Wentz goes out there and he doesn't perform like he should early, they're going to be cries for Foles. And that's a tough situation for any quarterback to be in. I personally, you know, if I'm that quarterback, I don't want Nick Foles behind me. And I'm not sure that's not going to be his sentiment. I mean, even the GOAT, Tom Brady, you know, wanted Garoppolo out of there because he's a good young football player and he just makes him uneasy. So, you know, we're going to keep our eye on that and see how that thing transpires over there in Philadelphia. But I'm not gonna cry any crocodile tears for the Philadelphia Eagles for having too many darn good quarterbacks out there. So another question out here by Pizza Lover. He basically was asking me about Gerald McCoy. And supposedly there's been scraps in, you know, OTAs with this new kid, Jensen. Good. You can't have enough scraps for me in the off season. You can't have enough fighters on your offensive line. We need fighters. That's why I'd love to have Donald Penn back. He's a fighter. He's scrappy. He's grimy. And I want my offensive lineman to be that way. And we need people to toughen up Gerald McCoy. You know, every time I hear linemen talk about Gerald McCoy, they're like, oh, he's impossible to block in practice. Screw that. Toughen the cat up a little bit. Everybody in our defense needs toughening up, just about, maybe other than Quan Alexander. But we need to, as a group, as a Buccaneer group, get grimier. We need to get meaner. We got to get nastier. Every great team out there is mean and nasty. We got to change our attitude defensively to be running to the ball all the time. Every great defense ever had 11 guys running to the football and wreaking havoc. So let's hope that, you know, the new regime of defense that we have, and, you know, we brought in 4 defensive linemen who have all played in the Super Bowl before, and 3 of them have won one. So, you know, we're coming up with an attitude, which is good, and a winning attitude. And it's been a long time since we had a winning attitude on a defensive line, because we need a couple of cats with double-digit sacks here real, real quick if we think we're going to contend. Now, speaking of great defensive linemen, Aaron Donald is actually, for the Rams, is sitting out looking for another contract. I think I heard a statistic that he had 20 more pressures than any other interior lineman last year. You put on film and the kid can just flat out play. And they're talking about making him the highest paid, you know, defensive player in the league. I think he might be the most dominant player out there. I'd have to give Khalil Mack a couple of nods. And even with his getting on in age, Luke Kuechly's a fantastic football player and linebacker. So he's one of the top 3-4 defensive players in the whole league. So you got to have to pay him. He's a young kid. He makes everybody around him better. And the Rams are just going to have to come out of pocket, that's for sure. Now, the offseason, you always see players out there, you know, doing things in the neighborhood and doing things for the community and doing some charitable work. If you got a chance to see this, I watched it yesterday. Clay Matthews Jr., I don't know where he was, but he was playing a celebrity softball match, and he was pitching. And when you're playing baseball or softball, you got to be aware. He pitches the ball, just kind of loses his concentration a little bit, and just gets walloped right in the nose. I mean, he went down real quick, got back up real quick. He put his glove on his face, and he walked off the field. That's what football players do. I mean, he didn't want to sit there and be crying, because that's not what we do. He walked off the field, and he busted his nose, and blood was just gushing out of his nose. I bet more so than the pain, he was embarrassed. As an athlete, you don't want to get hit in the face with anything. You have more reaction than that. So I promise you, because he's an athlete. I know Clay Matthews Jr. is a good baseball player. That's just the way it is. He's a great athlete. But I bet he's embarrassed that he got hit in the face with a softball. The fellas are going to get him, that's for sure. When he comes in with his busted up nose, big old nose, the fellas are going to bust him up, I'm telling you. They're going to get him in the locker room, that's for sure. And it's great to see these players going out and giving back to their community. We do it a lot here with Tampa Bay. Tony Dungy really set it all off when he got here, and he made sure, he mandated that players go out and support a charity. And I love that. I mean, and it all started with Tony Dungy. And I see Gerald McCoy doing a lot in the community, doing a lot of things for kids. And I see Jameis Winston all the time giving up his time. And he did a free camp for kids. And I guess he flew in a bunch of kids from Alabama and a bunch of Special Olympics kids. And listen, as far as Jameis Winston on the field, you know, there's still some question marks. There's still some questions. Off the field, even with a couple glitches here and there, and the glitches are so minor, people, you know, people are going to complain that he said the girls, you know, should be, he's a Southern cat, you know what I mean? He does a whole lot for his community and the kids as well. And I heard a story that it's Black History Month, somebody wrote a report on Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston went and surprised him and his classmates at school. I mean, there's not a lot of people doing those kind of things. So off the field, pretty much, I mean, Jameis Winston has it. He has it taken care of off the field now. Not at all the shenanigans and all that kind of stuff. Now, that being said, I still think there's a case pending with that Uber driver, and nobody's going to ever know what happened other than the people that were there. Let's hope that that's not something that surfaces during the football season and warrants any kind of, you know, fine. I mean, I don't care about a fine, but you definitely don't want to see a suspension. Now, if Jameis Winston did that, then he needs to sit. I would hope that Jameis Winston is above that and maybe more mature than that, you know, especially having gone through what he has in college and is still going through. You know, that stigma is never going to go away. It's never, ever going to go away with Jameis Winston. So, you know, even if the kid wins a Super Bowl, people are still going to bring that stuff up. You know, that's not the kind of stuff that just goes poof and goes away. All right. Well, we have a new sponsor. And sponsors are great. But this is a sponsor that I really thoroughly, truly enjoyed trying to figure out how this whole thing worked. I have a new sponsor, and it is Blue Chew, bluechew.com. You need to go to it. You're asking what that is. I will let you know. For those of you that, you don't even really have to be getting on in age. I'm 50 years old. I feel like I'm still a very vibrant young man. But we all need a little help here and there in the sack. And bluechew.com is it's the same as FDA approved. It has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Now, if you ever taken a Viagra or Cialis, they work. But those are drugs. These have the same active ingredients. It's something you just pop in and you chew, and in a half an hour, you're ready to go. Now, I say I tried it out, and it sure does work. So for anybody out there that wants to improve in that aspect, and you may think you're good sometimes till you try something out. And this is beautiful. You get the first shipment for free. Go to bluechew.com and use the promo code Beckles, B-E-C-K-L-E-S, and you just pay $5 for shipping, and that is it. So that's bluechew.com, just like the color blue. Go there, promo code Beckles, B-E-C-K-L-E-S, first shipment for free, and then you will know what's going on afterwards. And I thoroughly enjoyed my Blue True experience. So you definitely want to go check that out. Now, going back to Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, as a football player, I said, still has some coming up to do. And it's time for Jameis Winston to graduate to another level, okay? When I say graduate to another level, you know, he's at a level now where, you know, people are talking about, potential still. And when somebody says you have potential, that just means you haven't really accomplished anything. Like last year, you saw Jared Goff graduate, kind of take his game and take his team to another level. Carson Wentz did before he got hurt. You could see him improving and to a point where he's an upper echelon quarterback. And we really still have to give a nod to Marcus Mariota, who took his team to the playoffs. I still don't know if Marcus Mariota is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. We could debate it, but he took his team to the playoffs. So if you're measuring Mariota v. Jameis Winston, right now Marcus Mariota is winning because, I mean, he led his team to the playoffs. The Buccaneers weren't sniffing any kind of playoffs last year whatsoever. So Jameis has to come to a point where he needs to establish that he is a winner, because we've known him to be a winner his whole life until he gets to the NFL. That happens a lot. Listen, Ryan Leaf was a winner his whole life. Guaranteed. And, you know, Jamarcus Russell. They said Jamarcus Russell was one of the best talents to ever come out of college. They both failed drastically. And, you know, Jameis is not failing, but he's to a point where, you know, he needs to take that step. He needs to graduate to the next level. And we've seen a quarterback here before, you know, struggle, progress, and then regress after that. And we all, Josh Freeman. And Josh Freeman, who just retired from what, I'm not quite sure, but he was trying to resurface in the CFL with the Montreal Alouettes. That's not really his game. In order to excel in the CFL, I think it's more your legs. I think he got to be more accurate than he is. It's a totally different game. So I guess he came out and saw that he was number three on a depth chart in the CFL and just said to himself, you know, what the hell am I doing? Let me get out of here. And basically he retired. In all due respect, Josh, you were pretty much retired already. And it tells you how hard mentally the game of football is, because, you know, Josh Freeman was born with so much God-given talent, size, arm strength, the whole nine yards, and he couldn't make it because he just can't get his act together off the field. And what happens off the field sometimes is almost more important than what's happening on the field. So Josh Freeman is out of football, and what happens from here, I don't know Josh Freeman personally. I've met him a couple times. I do know he has some demons. You know, your demons get really exaggerated, and, you know, when you're done with whatever is keeping you together, and you got to figure whatever kept him off the street was football. The only thing that kept him off the street was football. And when you eliminate football from his life, it's nothing but streets left. And usually you go downhill really, really fast. So I'm not even sure if Josh Freeman's even in this community anymore. But I hope it all works out for him. He doesn't seem like a bad person. He just seems like he's been going through a whole lot. And the way it all turns out, I don't know. But you definitely wish the best for the young man. But it's the first day of the rest of his life, that's for sure. Now, we're really far away from the Raiders. I don't really get much Raider news. I just feel like there should be some John Gruden news. Like John Gruden's never been that quiet guy, and I haven't heard anything from him. So I'm kind of curious. So, I mean, I'm actually going to dig up some stuff next week and pull up some junk, because John Gruden is never quiet. And I guarantee he's not walking through those doors of the Raiders complex quietly. He's not a quiet person. He likes to rub people the wrong way. He likes things his way. He's going to have some issues with some players before this is all over. Just wait. He might win. He better win quick, because he's one of those guys that just wears the wrong way on people if he's around them too long. And, you know, the Raiders have a young quarterback, have a young nucleus, have some good football players. But I'm definitely going to keep my eye on the Raiders this year. They're going to be one of those teams that, you know, you're just going to always kind of take a peek. I don't have no love for John Gruden. I never did. No, I'm not going to say I never did. He was cool at first when I was in Philadelphia with him. Then he became uncool real, real quick. So the Raiders are going to be the one team I'm going to definitely have my eye on this whole football season. But football's not, it's right around the corner, it seems like. It's June already. Once it hits July, then you start hearing about training camps, and then it starts up. So, you know, there's a void in my life, I know, when there's no football, there's nothing on Sunday. We're going to be getting ramped up with some football on Saturday coming up here real soon in August, but I'm itching for some football. and I'm itching for some training camp and getting out there and not getting on that field. You can have that. But, you know, I enjoy going to training camp every once in a while and checking it out. But it's too damn hot out there for me, man. I don't know how the hell we did that way back when, but it seems like it's getting hotter every year. And this year, I don't know if we blame it to global warming or not, but it's going to be hot. I'm going to predict them, and forget about heat index. I got a feeling it's going to get 100 this year. It doesn't get 100 in Florida. I got a feeling it's going to get 100 this year, and I couldn't imagine going out there. And I want to see, you know, now that they have that indoor facility completed, I want to see if the Buccaneers ever take them inside for heat, because that's unheard of. And from where I'm from, the school of Ray Perkins, there's no going in for heat, I'm telling you. And I will talk so terrible about them if I see them go inside because they say it's too hot. Because that's not what football's about. And these guys know that they're being pampered and babied, and they ain't hitting worth a darn. So I'm going to keep my eye on them about that as well. So if you guys have any questions and any for me as far as email goes, it's ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. You want to take advantage of one of my new sponsors here, bluechew.com. You know, use the promo code Beckles, B-E-C-K-L-E-S, and you get the first batch for free, just $5 in shipping. And once again, I'm going to give much love to Hess Spinal Center, 16 locations here in the Bay Area, 1-800-618-HESS. Love talking football with you guys. I have another podcast, Flavor in Your Ear, that comes out on Friday. You want to check that out as well. And once again, it's off season, but football never stops. Everybody have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
You have been in the trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
This is a Crush Performance Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
I'm really looking forward to this show. You know, we've always said that if there are two areas that are wide open or maybe have the greatest potential for allowing us to push human performance to new levels, it's going to be through technology, the technology of equipment, no doubt about that, but also the new technology that's allowing us to monitor, track, and train our athletes. The Fitbits, the fitness tracking devices, smart clothing, some of the new technology that's coming out that's allowing us to really monitor recovery and the state of readiness of our athletes. I might be even more excited about the new technology that's allowing us to track, monitor, and train the brains of our athletes real time. Not only so we can see what's going on there in terms of the imaging and the bio and neurofeedback pathways, but also allowing the athletes to learn how to train and control what's going on in their minds.
Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crichel, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.